With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Pedek, the fifth chapter of Hilchos Tfilo Ubirchas Kahanim. Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Tikun Hamakim Ketzad, what's the meaning of preparing a proper place in which to daven? What does a proper place mean? Says Rambam three halachas. Number one, Yamoid B'makim Namach, daven on a low place. One should not step up on a bench or on a chair or on a table. No, daven on a low place, on the ground. Actually, in the shuls of old, the Bal Tfila, the Shtender, the floor was built, declined. So he was standing in the physically lowest place of the shul. Number two says, Rambam, V'yachzer panav l'koisel, he should face a wall. Number three, that you should open up windows or doors that are in the direction of Yerushalayim. And as he quotes from Daniel, and so many halachas regarding tefillah are learned from how Daniel davened when he was in service by Nebuchadnezzar, that he davened three times a day, and in his living quarters he opened up a hole in the wall, making it into a window, an opening, which was facing Yerushalayim, which is the base of this halach. Just parenthetically, when we speak about opening up a window, we don't mean that you have to physically open up your closed window glass. No. In the windows in the times of Chazal, is that there was pasha, there was a hole in the wall through which you can see the heavens, you can see outside. And closing the window meant that you shuttered it. You shuttered it. You put a piece of wood or some other keli made for it. So you have to open it up like a door. If the door is closed and the door is facing Yerushalayim, open the door. Okay, another important parenthesis that many opine that the Rambam is only saying this regarding one who is davening in their residence. There is where you have to daven facing a window which is in the direction of Yerushalayim. If a shul is built, obviously it's better to build a shul with windows in the Mizrach wall, which is facing Yerushalayim in this part of the world. But if there are no windows there, it's all closed wall, well then you can daven there as well. But let me come back to this concept of facing the airspace over Yerushalayim, which is what we do when we face Yerushalayim and we can see it. So the Rebbe in Lekutei Sichus Chelek Yud Dalid, page 128, writes Gevaldik. He writes that this inyan of davening towards the airspace above Yerushalayim isn't only like Rashi writes, like Rabbeinu Yoina writes, that when you are able to physically see the heavens while you pray, it inspires greater humility, which is so important. It's not only that, says the Rebbe, but it's in order for physically your tefillah is to be directed physically towards the heaven above Yerushalayim. Since all of our prayers ascend, beruchnius, through Yerushalayim, keneged Yerushalayim, above Yerushalayim, it is important for that which is happening, beruchnius, to be mirrored and to happen physically as well. So it's important that physically we're facing Yerushalayim and we can actually see the sky, which is above Yerushalayim, so to say, in that direction. So our physical prayers go up through there as well. The Rebbe writes a similar concept we find by the Ketores. Now the Ketores, which was offered every day, twice a day, is comprised of 11 ingredients, etc., etc. Aside of those 11 ingredients, there was an herb that is called Ma'ale Oshan. Ma'ala Oshan means it makes the smoke rise. It was an herb that when you added this in incense, and then the incense would be lit a fire, put on coals, it would make a perfectly straight column of smoke that would go up all the way until the roof. And even when it would hit the roof, it wouldn't just come down. It would spread on the roof and go down by the walls. Rambam paskins that on Yom Kippur, if you did not add the Ma'ala Oshan, oy gevalt, it's not valid, and there's a severe penalty for that. The Rebbe explains that why is it so? You have the ingredients. I know it's better to have Ma'ala Oshan, but why is it essential? Because since Beruchnius, especially on Yom Kippur, the Avodah is with Ketores. The Ketores has to ascend up to godliness. It's going up Beruchnius. That needs to be mirrored. That Begashmius, the Ketores goes up as well. Coming back here, that's the concept. Beruchnius, all of our prayers go up through Yerushalayim. So that needs to be expressed physically by us facing, not only facing the direction of Yerushalayim, but for there to be a physical opening for you to see the heavens, so to say, above that direction through which
the tefillahs go up, begashmias uberuchnias.